True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. There is so much going on in Baton Rouge right now. The game almost seems secondary to everything else that's going on. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Noel. Good to be on with you this week. Yeah, there seems to be a lot of things going on.
It's got to be hard to focus on the game with all of the sideshows happening in Baton Rouge at the present time.
Yeah, you know, it's different. I know fans live and die with every little report and everything that comes out. You know, for me, it's not my first rodeo. I mean, I've been through this for several times in the last 25 years. I just wait till somebody calls me and goes, "Hey, here comes Coach so and so," and because it's you know, with social media, it's even worse than it was 5 years ago, 15 years ago, certainly 20 years ago. So I just kind of wait till somebody tells me, "Hey, we got a coach, and here he is."
So, Chris, what do we know that's actually true? I mean, there's been a lot of stories about, family members coming in of Lance Kiffin's coming in town and this and that allegedly LSU, somebody from LSU is at Ole Miss. That would be kind of strange, right?
I don't know what's new, what's not. I have a suspicion I could go out on a limb, Newell, and say there was some mutual interest between LSU and Lane Kiffin, as there has been with multiple schools, or at least a couple of schools. But as far as when they were in town, who was in town, what plane went here, and everybody flight tracking, I'll leave that to those people who live and die on X. I really don't know. Like I said, I try to stay focused on what I got to do, which is get ready for a game tomorrow for LSU in Western Kentucky. And, oh, by the way, we're in the middle of basketball season, so I got a game tonight. So, like I said, I don't really know what's true, who's been in what town, and who's talked to who. I just wait for them to tell me this is the new coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about what's going on. They announced that Van Buren is going to be the starting quarterback. It seems as though Garrett's going to be on the sideline yet again for this game. Your thoughts about that, and as we head in to take on the 8-2 Western Kentucky Hillstoppers, your thoughts about this game tomorrow night, 6:45 kickoff in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, I think it's Michael Van Buren's offense to run now, and I think that'll be the case. I mean, again, I don't have any inside information. I just get the sense this is going to be his team tomorrow, next week, and, you know, should postseason play come about for a ball game. And so I think what's important to me and what I think is important to this team is if it is going to be Michael Van Buren's team, let's go ahead and get him going. Get him comfortable, let him grow. I thought he did a great job of kind of starting slow Saturday in his first start. But then as the game wore on, I think he took more command of the offense, made great decisions. He protected the football. and made some plays. So, you know, right now I think that's what's most important for LSU is getting him up to speed so that he is comfortable and he is, without question, the starting quarterback. And whether that translates into the spring and next year, we'll wait and see. Of course, the roster is going to change dramatically as it will each and every year. But I think right now, if I'm Michael Van Buren, this is my chance to make this my team going into next season. And, you know, you get a chance against Western Kentucky for the final home game. And then you got a big challenge because you get to take on one of the best defenses in the country to finish the season at Oklahoma. But that's what I see in this game, is get Michael Van Buren ready to go. And if you're Michael, you got to take advantage of all these opportunities for not only this season but beyond.
Chris, what did you like about what you saw against Arkansas? I thought he displayed that he has the ability to have a, you know, to throw a touch pass, and he seems to like to really fire that ball into a tight window, and he's had a lot of success with that so far.
Yeah, he's got really kind of a straight line drive throw, especially when he puts the zip on it. You know, the pass he completed to Xavion Thomas that literally needled through two Arkansas defenders and landed right in the breadbasket of Xavion Thomas. I've gone back and watched it on replay a number of times. You know, you initially see it and you think, no, don't throw there. And somehow he was able to just rocket it in there. You know, and I think he's got kind of a live arm, and that's, there was a couple of throws. I think he put a little too much on it, especially when he was trying to set up a middle screen. But I just like the fact that defenses have to account for him. You know, and I also like the fact that LSU and Alex Atkins, who's kind of heading up the run game now, they tried some different things in the run game. It wasn't just, let's just try to line up and run zone read. It was, let's try to move these guys off the line and give our running back some space. And I thought both Caden Durham and Harlan Berry had two of their better games. And really, for the first time this year, Newell was kind of a 1-2 punch. You know, it wasn't just, okay, Harlem's had a pretty good game, but Caden got stuffed at the line or vice versa. It was when they went to one or the other. I mean, you think back to that drive that led to the field goal to give them the lead at the halftime. They got 33 seconds. They start at their own 9-yard line, and they get two back-to-back plays of 14 and 15 yards on the ground, which if you'd have told me that 4 weeks ago, I wouldn't have believed that could happen. So I liked all of it. I liked the offense. I mean, you know, I think they ended up with 11 possessions and I want to say three field goals, two touchdowns. You got to be more efficient than that, but I liked what I saw on Saturday, and hopefully we'll see a little step, you know, ahead against a team that, while they're confident, the Hilltoppers have not faced a Power 4 team this year, which is kind of odd because typically you will early in the season. But this is a team I think LSU can run on, and this is a team that I think Michael Van Buren can really dictate whether he wants to run or whether he wants to utilize the pass. So I just want to see him build on what we saw last week.
The win over Arkansas, they become bowl eligible. What does that actually mean? A lot of folks are asking about that.
Well, I mean, they're going to fill some bowl slots, obviously, outside of the college football playoff. And, you know, again, there's all kinds of possibilities. You can Google bowl projections, and everybody who's got a .com will tell you where teams are going. But it just means that LSU now is available to these bowl committees. And, you know, frankly, LSU, it's not the season they wanted. They're not going to make the college football playoff. I get all that. But the rest of the bowls that are outside the CFP, they want to bring premier programs with premier fans. So, you know, I think that LSU can really improve their stock and improve the city and improve the bowl that they get if they can finish strong these next 2 weeks. But I think LSU will be bowling. If you were to ask me where, I mean, anywhere from Tampa to Jacksonville to Houston, I mean, you name it, it could be all over the country. Memphis, Nashville. We'll have to wait and see where the Tigers end up.
But that's actually really important, right? As we think about it, for Van Buren going into next year, if he's going to be if he's your quarterback.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for just extra practices. I mean, once you realize you've got a bowl assignment, then they'll start once the semester ends, football will set up their bowl schedule, and you get tons of reps and tons of practice prior to spring football. So, yeah, it's important. I mean, again, I know it's not going to be the best bowl that fans want to see, but if you're looking and optimistic about what can come next year with a new coach, You know, depending on how many guys stay put, depending on how many guys jump into the portal, you know, the guys who will be playing in the bowl game, this is a great chance to get a ton of extra reps, a ton of extra practice, and hopefully prepare them for spring ball and next season. So it is important.
I know you always have an opportunity to talk to Coach Wilson on Thursday nights. Anything that he said last evening that kind of struck you?
I think that he's talked about, you know, just simplifying things, you know, simplifying everything so that, look, this is what we do good. We've tried this throughout the season, and we'd love to be able to do it, but frankly, we, for whatever reason, haven't been able to. So let's throw that in the trash. There's no need in trying to be a jack of all trades. We need to be a little more efficient in what we do. And you know, he said that's what led to this success last week. And I think that's the best approach. I mean, look, Frank's trying to get wins. He wants this team to find wins, and they've got a small window of opportunity to do it. So you can sense with Coach Wilson that everything now has a sense of urgency. Practice has a sense of urgency. Getting on the bus to travel to the airport's got a sense of urgency. Everything is a sense of urgency, and you hear him use the analogy a lot of May Day and, you know, alarm bells. And I think that's just kind of what he and this staff have done is just try to up the ante and the pressure and, like, guys, we got to be ready and practice for every scenario. So he's having fun. I know that. He's really having fun. And I think he would love to go out and pick up these next two wins for LSU.
I got the sense it was really nice to see. I watched the entire game. It was nice to see you know, the team rally around the successes that Van Buren was having. And I don't know, it was easy to tell that there was a sincerity there, right?
Yeah, I mean, these guys have put a lot of work into this, you know. I mean, everybody can sit back and say the season wasn't what they wanted and everything is disappointing, and I get it. I mean, I think everybody feels that way. But when you're inside the storm like these players are, they don't really have time to ruminate on that. You know what I mean, Newell? You know, game ends, you hang your head because you didn't get the win, and then boom, then, you know, you get one day off, and then you're right back into the tornado gearing up for the next week. And so I think the emotion that you saw when the game ended and there was just a dead sprint towards the chute to go grab that golden boot, which, again, I have seen LSU teams, you know, just kind of celebrate with it. But it was different on Saturday. And I think it was different because they were able to exorcise that demon and get that monkey off their back. And they were thrilled. I think they were thrilled for everybody. I think they were happy for Michael Van Buren. I think Michael was happy for his offense and his offensive line. And I think Harold Perkins was celebrated because he was an impact in the game. And, you know, LSU did an excellent job of holding one of the best third down offenses to their worst output of the year. So there was a lot of things to celebrate, and I think those guys deserve to do it.
And you, my friend, were able to maintain your composure, because I was thinking about you when they threw that pass across the field behind the line of scrimmage. And I was like, oh, my God, what is Chris going to say?
Well, it was. I tell you what, it was a scary moment because Michael, I think, knew he had Parker open. And if you watch it again, you'll realize he just kind of looked for a moment to see where Parker was, and he almost bobbled it. So when it first got back to him, it was like, oh, no, please don't drop it, because that would be a disaster. But to his credit, he secured the football and fired a bullet.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I recall you saying, I wish that they would just eliminate that play out of the playbook.
But yeah, I was glad they turned it into a somewhat flea flicker. I'll take that as long as it works. But yeah, get rid of the screen pass behind the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely. I love the way that you kind of lay out the landscape for the players, because when you're at this point, you know, all the expectations that folks have, you know, and it's just so many mixed emotions. And then you add to this all of what's going on with the coach, the AD and everything else. It's easy to be distracted. And I thought they were focused in that Arkansas game, and I was pleasantly surprised, because that's got to be a really hard task.
Oh, 100%. And that was the first thing I told Frank on the show last night. I said, on behalf of all of Tiger fans across the globe, thank you for being able to, at least for that 3+ hours, get this team focused in on one common goal, and that was beating Arkansas, because of all of the noise that is going around and has been going around for a month almost, coming up on a month, the just sheer, you know, craziness. And you've got guys who are, you know, hearing this coach is coming, or maybe this coach is coming, and they're trying to decide, do I want to play for that coach? Do I want to stay in Baton Rouge? What are my options? I mean, there's so many things that are beyond what players used to have on their radar, that to get them all focused and going in one direction, I think people might be surprised on how difficult that is, because again, you're going to have everybody in your ear, every player on that roster for good reason has good counsel. And whether that their parents, whether that's, you know, whoever that is, close family friends who tell them, you know, you need to look at this. And if this guy comes, you know, he is not a big defensive guy, or this guy's not a big running the guy. You know, there's all kinds of talk about what your decision should be. And, oh, by the way, you got to make that decision here in a couple of weeks. For them to be able to get them locked back in, and that's what I'll be looking for tomorrow, and certainly what I'll be looking for going into Oklahoma. But make no mistake, even with all of those distractions, I will give this team a ton of credit. They do have a lot of personal pride and pride for the uniform they're wearing. So I don't think there's going to be a problem getting a fight out of these Tigers tomorrow or next week in Norman, Oklahoma.
And, you know, you talked about how you've gone through this previous times, 5 years ago, maybe 20 years ago or whatever. But NIL and transfer portal has to add a whole new dynamic to this. And I bring that up just for folks to understand just how difficult it is, right? Because folks, you know, they worry about, well, this coach, that coach, but a whole lot of folks can make a decision to leave and not really suffer much of a sanction at all, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's always kind of been that way, Noel, but I think the difference now is, and look, I've gone on record and I don't mind saying it, the NCAA is lazy. They have been lazy. They continue to be lazy. And they allowed all of these dates to be changed and moved to signing day windows. Then they had two portal windows. No, we're going to do one portal window. But they put the timing in such a way that now these coaching changes, it's hard to imagine that as much focus that every school has on winning a national title, and then secondly, getting into the college football playoff, that we have a system allowed to be set up by the NCAA that you basically could be on a campaign to win a title, but you got to make a decision if you're going to coach there next year. And why does that happen? Because they put the windows of the transfer portal and signing day during the middle of the season. So, you know, wow. I got all kinds of people telling me, why would a coach consider leaving when his team is well on its way to, you know, at least playing for a national title, having the opportunity to play for a national title? And, oh, by the way, their school's having the best season of the entire program's history. That's because of the NCAA. I mean, you need to find a way to have one portal window. You need to have one signing day, and it needs to be outside of the season so that the season can be completed, and then coaches and players and everybody involved can make a decision in a proper time as to where their next school, next job will be. It's really not that hard, but again, the NCAA, they could mess up. I mean, they could mess up just about any good thing you could imagine. And they've done it here because they've slowly just allowed people to erode some type of system and normalcy.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you know this and you've seen it, Chris. Stability is the cornerstone to a whole lot of different types of successes, right? And it seems as though the NCAA, as you articulate this, it's anything but stability.
Oh, no, I just don't expect them to be around much longer. And there's two things. One, that's a good thing. And number two, it's their own fault. You know, they kicked this NIL thing down the road for, you know, two or three decades, not allowing players to benefit, to just simply go to a shop and somebody want to sign their jersey. Nope, can't do that. So now what do? We went the extreme opposite. Now we just pay them for play. But, oh, by the way, if they don't perform well, you can't cut their pay. This isn't pay for play. Come on, really? Is that what we're saying? We're publicly going out and saying that? And so now the NCAA has no teeth. I mean, they don't want to fight anything, and I don't blame them because they'll lose in court. And again, they've just allowed people to say, hey, we need two signing days. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons why people think they instituted the second signing day. I won't get into that now. But the truth is, all you did was make schools, coaches, and teams make decisions for next year in the middle of this year. And you got to tell me in what kind of situation that makes sense. And so, yeah. Frankly, the mess that we're in, and when people ask me, how can this be, there's one answer, and it's got four letters.
Yeah. Interesting, for sure. As always, totally enjoy the conversation with you, and have a great game Saturday night. 6:45 start. The LSU Fighting Tigers taking on the Western Kentucky Hillstoppers in Tiger Stadium. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, thank you so much, sir, and have a great Thanksgiving holiday.
You do the same, and so does everybody out there. Let's have fun tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We will visit with Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, as they take on the Dirty Birds this weekend in the Caesars Superdome. Stay with us. We'll be right.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Right back. You know, folks, it's a long week when you get the name of the team wrong that the LSU Fighting Tigers are playing. I did say Hillstoppers. It is Hilltoppers. I know. I was hoping no one would catch it, and I was wrong. It seems as though everyone did. And joining us now is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. I'm sure you've had a similar happenstance.
Are you kidding me? I can't even believe you just missed an F. You missed an S, that's it. I missed complete names, you know, letters.
As the word came out of my mouth, I was like, that's not right.
Sometimes, that's the good part, when you catch it. Sometimes I was thinking, I go, you know, the kicker is, you know, Carl Davis, and you called him Greg Davis, the former Tulane head coach. And I'm like, I did? Oh, okay. So when you don't catch it, what worries you?
Yeah, I think I actually may have called Lane Kiffin Lance Kiffin once because I knew a Lance Kiffin. So,
right. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know.
So I'm going to get this right. We play the Dirty Birds on Sunday.
This is easy, baby. This one's easy. And don't nobody get this one wrong. Atlanta, Dirty Birds, Falcons. It's, yeah, no one, this is not a problem.
So we the Falcons come in, I think, you know, they are a five-game losing streak, I think, 3-7. The Saints are at 2-8, and they're going to have their third-string quarterback. Is that right?
Unless they've made a change. I'm not. They have Easton Stick and Kirk Cousins, and Penix is done for the year, knee surgery. So, they had to pull up Easton Stick, from the practice squad.
From the practice squad. So there's that backup quarterback. Okay. So Kirk Cousins is coming in, and he's had some success against the Saints in the past.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because he's played against the Saints 7 times in the regular season. I think he's 2-5, right? Not good, really, but he's 1-0 in the postseason, and that's what we remember. The victory, I'm not even going to say what the name of the game is. It was in Minnesota, and it was 2017.
It
haunts me to this day. But, yeah, so he really hasn't, but that's where our mind goes. And, you know, he played some this year. He played in he came into the third quarter last week, and so he played the entire fourth quarter in a game that Atlanta, you know, you look at, and I'm watching the game on a replay, and I know they lose, and I'm going, well, they're winning 21-16 with 3 minutes to go. They have the football. They're at the Carolina 38. I'm going, I know they lose, but how? And that's kind of the truth of their five-game losing streak all across. It's like, how, if you look at their numbers, like, how do they do it, right? They have, like, their offensive line, done. 10 games, 4 of their 5 guys have started all 10 games. One guy's missed a couple. The Saints have had 6 different offensive line combinations, probably 7 on Sunday. Now, they are without Michael Penix, and they are without Drake London. I get it. You know, London's 60 receptions and 6 touchdowns. But they've got 2 running backs who between them have 11 rushing touchdowns, 54 receptions. You know, they've only allowed 14 sacks. That's third best in the NFL. They've only thrown 3 interceptions, third best in the NFL. The defense has 34 sacks, second best in the NFL. In the red zone in the last 3 games, they're perfect. 9 of 9, 100%. They have the +4 in the turnover margin. I'm going, this team's 3-7? The Saints don't have those good of numbers, right? I mean, they have just somehow, thankfully, found a way to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, or snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. And, you know, the difference is they're not rebuilding. They are playing with a bunch of top 10 draft picks over the last 5 years. This was not a rebuilding year. And to lose Michael Penix for the rest of the season and to lose Drake London for some time, who knows at this point. And they traded away their first-round draft pick last year to get James Pierce. So the worse they do, the better pick the Los Angeles Rams get, who they're already good. The Rams, they're 8-2, and the Rams got to play the Falcons. So you think there'll be some motivation there for the Rams to put a loss on them there. So it's the wildest thing to look at this team and go, numerically and their games, how are they 3-7? They've got Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson. Now, they don't have Drake London, but it's just kind of – it's a little stunning. They've lost a lot of close games. How about this? I don't know. You probably have more questions, but I'm on a roll. So –
no, go for it.
They have played 2 overtime games in 25, 0-2. They played 3 overtime games in 24, 1-2. So they are 1-4 in 5 overtime games in the last 23 games. So it's just in the last 23. And in week 1, they missed a field goal at the end of the game that would have sent it into overtime. That'd be 6 And in week nine, they missed an extra point that would have probably sent that game into overtime. That would be seven overtime games in the last 23 games. For context, the last time the Saints had an overtime game, we were coming back from Hurricane Ida. Week four,
wow.
New York Giants, Sean Payton was our coach, and we lost to the Giants in the Superdome after Hurricane Ida. That was the last overtime game that the Saints have had. The Falcons have had nearly seven in the last 23 games, and they haven't done very well. So they play some close games, and they do not, you know, they figure out a way somehow to come out on the losing end, and they're 3-7.
Robinson, 783 yards already this season, 158 attempts, four touchdowns, five yard running average. You mentioned him a couple of times. It seems as though, again, this is going to be a challenge for us. Make sure that we stop the running game.
Yeah, just like you did Rico Dowdle. You got to put all you, because, I mean, if you're the Falcons, right, I mean, you got Kirk Cousins back there, not nearly as mobile. You don't have Drake London, so, you know, you still have Kyle Pitts, but, and this is going to be, you know, the Tyler Algier, Bijan Robinson. What worries me a little bit more about Robinson is he's also a really – he's their third leading receiver. I think he's got like 47 catches, two touchdowns. So he – they just want to get him in space. They run a lot of wide zone, just get him outside. He's really good at cutbacks. And so, yeah, I mean, he's averaging 5 yards a carry. You've got to, you know, the same thing. Dowdle in week 10 when the Saints – played them, he was averaging 5.6, and the Saints held him to 2.9 yards a carry. You need that kind of effort. And the Panthers scored 7 points. They scored on the first drive, and that was it. So it's that kind of cumulative effort defensively and solid game special teams, block field goal. Kroger had a solid game punting, and offensively, Tyler Shuck, efficient. They were phenomenal on third down. I don't know if you can ever be that good on third down. And I don't just mean conversions. I mean, you know, touchdowns, 30 yards, 62 yards. I mean, most of their yards in that game came on third down. And so that's a huge, huge factor. So they went into the open week and was like, all right, what do we, where, self-scouting, where are the problems? Red zone.
Yeah.
Right? You get down there and you can't put it in. You know, they're 10 of 26. Now, they were 0 for 2 in Carolina. The first one was legit. Like, they had first and goal. You got to put it in. The second one, they got into the red zone, but they were taking a knee at the end of the game. So I don't really count that one. That was just a victory formation. But 10 of 26 is not good when you get down there. When you got a Falcons team – that, again, is 100% in their last three games, 9 of 9. Their backup running back, Tyler Algier, has 7 rushing touchdowns, because when they get down close, it's usually him. So there's a lot to factor in this game when you're playing a 3-7 team and you go, 3-7. Well, believe me, they've got a good offensive line. They've got a defense that, again, second in the NFL, 34 sacks. In their last three games, they've had 18 sacks. The next closest team in the last three games is Denver, and they're 5 sacks away. So they are going to send the house at Tyler Shuck. Tyler Shuck, that's why the Saints running game, which was, you know, moderately efficient as far as I'm concerned, because they moved the sticks in the Carolina game. They got first downs when they needed to on fourth down. Alvin Kamara got one. Taysom Hill got one on fourth down. They picked up third and fours with 5-yard Taysom Hill runs, things like that. Move the sticks. Just keep it in front of you. Keep Tyler out of a 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, because the Falcons are sending the house. They're sending everybody. They feel that confident in their secondary, and I would too, quite frankly. Although they've got some youth back there, just like the Saints do, but they feel very confident in their secondary.
It seems to me with this scenario, then our tight ends are going to have to really step up and have a great game where you can sneak one into a pattern and get that 5-6 yard catch and hopefully some yak yards.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, Juwan Johnson's had you know, outstanding year. I mean, he had a 50 everything last week, if you know, I say last game, were like career or season longs. His 52-yard reception was a career long. His 30-yard touchdown, career long. Chris Olave, 62 yards, career long. Like, it was an amazing kind of game. So the explosive plays that the Saints have lacked in the last five games, they've had 16 explosive plays. In the first five games, they've six. Six. So that kind of effort needs to continue. Maintain possession, no turnovers. You know, the one turnover they had was the stupid block punt, crazy bad rule football when they got blocked the field goal. Nathan Shepard and then Cam touched it, and you know, they got the ball. That's the only turnover the Saints have against Carolina, so I don't even count that. But you need that kind of effort, you know, keep the ball and get a couple of turnovers, just like they did. The interception from Alante Taylor was huge. So that kind of thing, and you know, and don't play from behind. They got down early in Carolina, 7-0, scored a field goal, 7-3, and then got on top 10-7, and that was it. You know, they never trailed or were tied again because the defense held Carolina to 7. You hold teams to 7, you're going to, you know, you're going to do some damage.
Mike, talk a little bit about when I watch Tyler Shuck, he seems to have a comfort level greater than what Rattler had in throwing the ball to a spot. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would say comfort level. I would say he has done better in that arena. I feel like he has put the ball where the receiver is able to make the catch and have the possibility of some yak. I feel like the ball placements for that has been better. Where I think Spencer was making the completion, but the ball placement maybe didn't allow the receiver to do anything but go to the ground, make the catch, catch it a little behind him, you know, maybe making completions, but it didn't really. And I don't think they went as deep as much as they as. And I think Spencer overall, and I think the Saints would say this, he's got a prettier, better deep ball. I mean, who cares about pretty as long as it's effective, but he throws a good deep ball. He's got good touch. Knows when to throw it high, knows when to throw it soft, knows when to throw it, you know, put a burner on it. So, and it wasn't, you know, it's not a knock on Spencer. I just feel like he's done better in doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Look forward to the game this weekend. Hopefully we're able to pull it off. This is the first of two games against Atlanta. We play them again on January 4th, the last game of the season. And this is still a 3:25 start. That's correct?
Yep, 3:25. We only have three home games left. So if you're, yeah, you know, it's time to come out and make your voice be heard, because there's only two more after this. The Saints, last time they had a two-game winning streak, was last year, weeks 10 and 11. They beat Cleveland, and they beat Atlanta. So let's do it again.
Absolutely. We will be listening. Mike Haas, thank you so much for joining us, the voice of the New Orleans Saints. Have a great game on Sunday. Look forward to it. And, folks, we will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
So, Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach. We'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, and social. Plus, listen to Sports Talk every weekday at 4 for up-to-the-minute reports from LSU insiders and expert analysis. Brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, count on WWL. I've been getting texts from all kinds of folks, you know, about who's up and who's going to be considered, and, you know, a lot about Lane Kiffin. I'm told, you know, folks are saying the deal is done, this, that. I don't know, but I can tell you there is a lot of speculation, a lot of excitement out there. So stay tuned in to WWL, brought to you by First American Bank. Also want to remind folks, Tuesday at noon, Mayor-elect Helena Moreno and Councilman Joe Geruso are going to join me for an hour for a budget special, and we'll lay out the strategy that the City of New Orleans 2026 budget, this has to be approved by Monday, December the 1st, so don't miss it. Tuesday from noon to 1 right here on WWL. I'm really looking forward to this. You know, the mayor-elect has really taken the bull by the horns and has been working through this process, have a lot of eyes on what this is. I'm looking forward to hearing from her and Joe about the strategy that they're going to deploy. They've got a lot of tough decisions in front of them to make. And so we'll learn more about that on Tuesday. And I think it's going to be a really interesting hour. And I'm really glad that they have agreed to sit down with us on this budget special. And just want to remind folks, if you believe in the power of everywhere, listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, Sports Talk, plus the local content you crave on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps as well. We are all over the place. When we come back, we will check in with Ian Hoke, who's in for Scoot today on Free for All Friday. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. Ian Hoke in for Scoot today on Free for All Friday. Ian, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sheriff. Hey, man, we got a great show coming up. I did want to let you know, we had the Odyssey New Orleans Thanksgiving potluck lunch. There's still plenty if you want to drive down here and put together a plate, man.
We'll do that.
We got everything. We'll do that. We got everything up in here. They got the turkey and the meatballs and the ham. And, man, Ernie's wife sent over some, like, caramel apple dip. It's little sliced green apples. I mean, it's really good. It's really good. Anyway, look, I know Coleman's going to love this. We're going to talk about sleep science. You ever get stuck in the same dream? You have a recurring dream? What does it mean? What's our brain trying to tell us? We'll talk about that. I'm going to talk to the secretive, anonymous founder of an Instagram account called Cash Grab Nola. They're tucking little $50 bills all over the city and then sending people out to get them. We'll see what's going on there. And of course, we'll spend some time talking about the Epstein files and the latest revelations and what we think might happen next.
All righty. Ian is headed your way on Free For All Friday. Folks, hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.